Hello everybody, I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft. I work with software companies in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, and I'm here today with Kent Sisko, who's a software engineer for Epson. Kent, tell us a little bit about what your project is.
Well, this project is what we call mark sheets. People should be familiar with these mark sheets based on their education in the United States, where you've been used to taking multiple choice tests. Where you see questions and bubbles, check boxes, etc., on a document that's printed out. You fill that out, and then when that document is going to be graded, you throw it on a scanner, it creates an image, and then we lift that data off that image and populate it into a storage database of some sort.
So what kind of, and it's in the cloud, so where does this app live?
The app lives in Windows Azure. We use the Windows Azure Fabric and SQL Azure processing and data storage. All work is running up in Windows Azure.
Okay, why don't you show it to us?
Okay.
Okay, this application is built around Marksheets. We've created it specifically for use at a golf course.
It doesn't have to be just golf courses. You actually have an environment where you can create any kind of courses.
Right, yeah. Well, you can create any kind of application to be created around a mark sheet. For example, in the ER at a general hospital, you could create a medical forms selector. That allows you to pick all the forms that are pertinent to that kind of environment. You could do that for inventory control and other vertical markets. In this
classrooms.
Yeah. In this case, we're looking at golf. So a end user, after the SI has created this application and created the markable documents, the end user would come in and or the golfer would come and select their course. They'd select their scoring model. In this case, we'll select a tournament, and then we come in and we can select a skin. We'll select this green one here, and then we preview it, and you can take a look at what this is going to look like. There's two golfers in this thing that will be recording their scores hole by hole, and in this case, we've used bubbles. You can actually place on a mark sheet any type of shape that you define, any region that is a markable region. And then we simply select print, and it prints out our mark sheet.
Okay, then we print, send it to the printer.
So we're printing out the guy's score sheet right now.
That's right. And then we'll take this score sheet out with us to the golf course and play our round of golf, mark it up.
Okay.
So here's what it looks like, and you just fold it up into this kind of, so it looks like a little golf scorecard kind of thing that you can take with you. And we use this little holder here to give us a firm backing. And I'm going to play golf really well here. Actually, no, I'll play really sloppy. Let's go. And, you know, you can make all kinds of markings on here. It doesn't matter. It's smart enough to understand what we're doing. Okay. All right. So I've marked it up. Bring it back to the clubhouse. Back to this little kiosk we've got going here. And I slam that into the ADF. And we actually, before we do this, because this information is going directly to Azure and then being processed up there and then storing the data up there, we just need to take a look at our Azure Online. As you can see, the last posting we made was 4/21, which was yesterday. Shot an awesome round of golf there. Kind of crappy a couple days ago. So now we'll go back and we'll hit F5. Retry. Okay, that's the data that's up there currently. Now we go back to our screen here, and we scan this thing. And scan. And what's happening here is this information is the image will be scanned. That image will be taken up to the cloud, processed there, and then the information will be lifted off that image and then thrown into a SQL Azure table. And then that SQL Azure table will actually see that information in our online website. So now what's coming back, as the processing is happening, we're going to receive back an image that we'll be able to print here locally while also having the information in the cloud. So what we're seeing here is the information that's... So this is my round here. We didn't score anything for golfer number one. And then it has some graphs and charts and stuff, and you can actually see how it's marked up, taking that information, marked it up, graded it correctly. And then we go back to our Azure Online, and we hit F5. And there we go, 422, 2010. There's my score. And obviously, we need some more design work going on here. But this is just to simply show you how easy it is to go from paper to the cloud with data, and you can do all the munging you want to do. Pretty cool.
So thanks for the demo, Ken. What would you tell a developer who is getting started about some of the lessons that you learned while you were developing for Windows Azure?
I would say not to make the mistakes we were making. Definitely take a look at the videos that you guys have already created, the ones from Steve Marks and Ryan Dunn and those guys. Make sure you have a good, solid understanding of what's going on up there. And then you won't run into the little gotchas that we ran into, just making all these assumptions that it should work this way. Mm-hmm. That's probably the number one thing. There really wasn't anything else that we ran into, since our application really is a simple application. It's just C-based code, C-sharp-based .NET code, and you just throw it up there, and it works.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. We'll see you next time.